Shortly after Couric's vaccine program aired, she backpedaled in a Huffington Post article. Following the show, and in fact, before it even aired, there was criticism that the program was too anti-vaccine and anti-science. And in retrospect, some of that criticism was valid. We simply spent too much time on the serious adverse events that have been reported in very rare cases following the vaccine. More emphasis should have been given to the safety and efficacy of the HPV vaccines, wrote Couric. She added that as a journalist, she felt she could not ignore reports of adverse reactions, including death, to HPV vaccines. But based on the science, my personal view is that the benefits of the HPV vaccine far outweigh its risks, she added. The shaming of Katie Couric for caring and daring to ask questions about Gardasil vaccine was a well-orchestrated campaign of intimidation. It is a warning delivered to all journalists that, no matter who you are, your character will be assassinated if you step out of line and question the safety or effectiveness of a government-recommended vaccine, countered Barbara Lowe Fisher in a 2014 article for the National Vaccine Information Center. After noting that the 14,000 annual deaths in the U.S. from six cancers associated with HPV represents less than 3% of the more than 550,000 yearly cancer deaths, Fisher concluded. Whatever the reasons that government officials made HPV vaccination a top public health priority in the U.S., the cyber lynching of Katie Couric and mothers reporting Gardasil vaccine reactions is a warning to parents everywhere. Do not forget that the cruel, dogmatic position of vaccine risk denialism is, roll up your sleeve, no questions asked, and may the odds be ever in your favor. Often, mass media outlets carry lurid stories designed to instill fear of vaccination critics. An epidemic of fear, how panicked parents skipping shots endangers us all, was the headline of an article by Amy Wallace in the October 2009 issue of Wired. Wallace detailed the abuse, including death threats, against Dr. Paul Offit, a Philadelphia pediatrician who is co-inventor of a vaccine that some claim can save thousands of lives. Others point to Offit as the vaccine industry's most well-paid spokesperson. This isn't a religious dispute, like the debate over creationism and intelligent design, wrote Wallace. It's a challenge to traditional science that crosses party, class, and religious lines. It is partly a reaction to Big Pharma's blunders and PR missteps, from Vioxx to illegal marketing ploys, which have encouraged a distrust of experts.